I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Stephen McDonald.
I am the Impact Coalition Manager. I oversee all things bridges out of poverty and getting ahead.
So Impact Coalition looks to engage and equip people within the community in building sustainable resources that create stability for all. And as Stephen mentioned, they do this through two programs, Bridges Out of Poverty and Getting Ahead, except they're not exactly programs.
It's not a program. It's a training that basically helps people from all backgrounds, but it's focused for middle and upper income people. In one day, with modules and discussions, it gives people a common understanding of what poverty is. So that after that training, they have the ability to roll up their sleeves, sit down at a community table with people from different class backgrounds, and start to solve the problems that face everybody in our communities.
So again, that was for Bridges Out of Poverty, a training session for middle and upper income individuals to learn about those facing poverty in our community. The other program, Getting Ahead, is for those individuals facing poverty to learn how to, as the training states, get ahead. The idea is to bring understanding to these different groups of people with different backgrounds and break the stereotypes that get in the way of problem solving and community building.
Most people of all economic class backgrounds tend to see individuals as being the cause of problems that we tend to see. We look for what individual is at fault in this situation. And so for a lot of people, when they don't understand the causes of poverty and how poverty is perpetuated and maintained, they think, you know, it's the person in poverty's fault for some choice or circumstance that happened to them. And people in poverty believe that as well sometimes. And so it's really liberating when they learn it's not just behaviors of the individual. The community conditions, the neighborhood that I grew up in, is also a cause of poverty. The exploitation is a cause of poverty. So we're talking about the systematic oppression, but also the what we call poverty predators, the businesses that are set up to prey on people who are living in scarcity. So payday lenders and rent to own and buy here, pay here, used car lots, and the sex trade and the drug trade, that these are all things that exploit people and make it harder for people to get stable and get ahead. And then there's policies and laws that keep people in poverty and economic conditions and, you know, the Great Recession and globalization and deindustrialization. So all these things cause poverty. And as the Getting Ahead graduates are going through the class, they learn this. And it's like, oh, it's not just about me. And I also want to take a more active role in the community so that the whole community can be strong.
Policies and laws, exploitation, economic conditions, systematic oppression, globalization, these are all terms that are complex. And even when I tempted Stephen to provide an answer to these complex issues facing our community, he refrained. Because that's not really the point of Impact Coalition. It's not to provide a clean solution and a formula for the community to follow, but instead to equip them, to give them the freedom to find the solutions themselves.
We're really creating a movement, individuals and organizations who, when they learn these concepts, they start to work together to make changes by providing people from generational poverty and Getting Ahead graduates the opportunity to be at the decision-making table. They're then telling people what needs to happen. One of our Getting Ahead graduates moderated a listening event with housing providers. It was an amazing opportunity where everybody learned. And out of that meeting, there was a policy change that occurred where government official called the an agency, and within a couple of weeks, they changed the policy based on the information learned from that session. So, you know, we see these things happen all the time where things are changed, and we're bringing those groups together to figure out how can we increase understanding so we can have better outcomes for everybody.
It's the community who has the power to change. But that power only comes after setting a foundation of understanding. Understanding yourself, but your neighbor. And if that connection is not made first, well, then Stephen believes solutions are harder to find.
So do you really understand what poverty is? Do you have at least a beginning understanding of it so that you can be ready to make a difference when the opportunity arises?
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.